Good morning. This is your daily inspirational message. We want to greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. And may you rise today with a true heart, a true faith, and a peace that passes understanding, as the scriptures have given so many times. The apostle would greet the churches with, may your peace, may your grace and peace be, may the grace and peace be multiplied in Jesus Christ in your life. And today, I would like to read just a few verses. As we know, time swiftly passes by, and that in the ages that have already been lived, and the one that we are in now, that in each segment of time, God had specific purposes, and not just individually, but as a whole. And in Thessalonians chapter 5, we're talking about kind of the times that we're in, and we understand that the age that we live in is unique, yet it was preordained from the Lord, and we're supposed to be able to find our place in this generation and walk by faith, not by sight, and that in the end, we receive our reward. Let's read a couple of verses here. First Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes on them, as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you like a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep like some do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, they that are drunken, be drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, or a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have this comment here that Paul was writing, giving indication of bringing awareness of the time that they were in. And this was so many years ago already. But in each individual life, the Lord is coming quickly. Whether you be young, whether you be old, whether you be born now or if you were born before, our life is truly a vapor, as the Bible has said. The signs are of our time. We have signs all around us of the time that we're in. We have truths that are being assaulted and also destroyed in a sense. Society has destroyed certain ideas that are truth. However, they are not destroyed, but in the minds of the people, truth does not get destroyed. It shall come to light. All hidden things of darkness shall be proclaimed upon the housetops someday. And we're in an age that it's difficult. And even Jesus said, when I come, shall I find faith on the earth? Remember, we walk by faith, not by sight. We're looking for the coming, looking for that great day, for the wedding day, for the time of rejoicing. As we live in our time and have our duties that we do, and we get, have our hearts are in tune with something. And may God help us to be waiting for that day, to be ready, as that day, we don't want it to overtake us like a thief. Either we're in darkness and it will take us like a thief, or we are children of the light and we are not sleeping like others, but we're watching and we're sober. So, in our life today, this week, this month, and the remainder of the time that we have this year, are we still looking for? Are we looking for the day, the coming, the great day? And also, he gives a little bit of instruction. He says, be sober. Put on that breastplate of faith and love. For a helmet, the hope of salvation. Today you have choices to make. You have opportunities that are going to be before you. You can either handle all things in an earthly manner or in a spiritual, heavenly manner. But your results, your rewards, your labor of your labors will be revealed, exposed in Christ or not in Christ. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Or depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Take him, bind him hand and foot, cast him into outer darkness where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. These are the two final answers from the great judge, the righteous one. So today, I encourage you to walk in the light. Don't be a child of darkness. Be a child of the day. God bless your day.